Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
It's true, we're both here today.
Live, in flesh, in Seacrest Studio.
Yeah, you're not in London.
In case I have any hot stalkers out there.
Yeah.
We're in Burbank.
I'm really sad because I heard that we were going to have Jabes on the show today.
I can tell. You got a little tan, maybe a haircut for him.
I did my hair.
You got the glow.
Yeah, and then I found out that Jabes wasn't coming.
And you almost didn't show up.
No, because the show must go on, Steph. Showbiz 101.
Totally.
But, so maybe next week we're thinking about getting Jabes on?
Yes. So after the concert episode, when I was talking to people on my Instagram, I was getting called petty. And like everyone was saying, why are you putting this on your Instagram? Keep your personal life personal. Why are you airing your dirty laundry? That's my life. Like my life is an open book. Like that's why I have a podcast to talk about it. That's why I'm on a show. Like that's why I'm on Instagram. It's like obviously my Instagram page is going to be all my dirty, what was it? Dirty work?
Laundry.
All of my dirty laundry. I'm so about sayings. So I just wanted to explain that to the confused people that don't know I'm on a TV show and I've been doing this for so long. And that's why I feel comfortable sharing it. Because who else am I going to tell? I love you guys. You guys support me. And the other thing, when I got called petty, I'm not petty. It's just I respect myself. So hell yeah, you're going to hear from me if you're accusing me of to look bad. Like, I'm not just going to lay down. I will confront Andrina over and over and over until she admits whatever it is, apologizes, and we can forgive and forget and move on. But I'm not going to lay down and just, I'm going to confront her every time I see her.
So
I will still confront her if I see her on the street this week. I want that apology.
You know how she is perceived as the victim is because of how she goes about her confrontations with people. Like, the reason why you are perceived as the villain is because you are over the top, like, confrontational, whereas she's very meek. She stays back and then, like, kind of, like, throws in a couple jabs, but still, like, in almost,
totally,
like, this mousy way.
That's her MO. If I told you... Audrina's actually got the biggest secret out of everyone on the show.
What is it?
She is not the person she is looking like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell the secret.
Okay.
But
will it come out in the show?
Oh, God, no. This is, like, major.
Wow.
And I just wish people knew the ins and outs. But also, she is so flippy floppy. So, of course, you know, it looks like she's being nice because she's saying everything that is supporting her case. And of course, I'm going to come on like crazy bear. Oh my God, bears. those Tahoe photos, like a crazy bear, and get so worked up because I know she knows we didn't hook up and she's just doing this, looking in my eyes, doing this. So of course I'm getting worked up. Like, you're, I don't have a lawyer in this, you know, like I have to defend myself and my character.
Yeah.
So I can't help the shouting, but like, honestly, if I was a physical person, like I would shake her. I'd be like, hello, you know, we didn't. Why do you keep doing this? Like, it's f***ing up my life. Yeah. I have enough going on.
Justin, Bobby, I feel,
I mean,
like,
what are we doing right now?
What?
We got to let the people know.
What?
Your news.
That I have a man crush on Justin Bobby?
No.
Yeah.
The breaking news.
Oh, this breaking news. You know this was like 2 weeks ago, by the way. Yes, I am engaged.
Hey!
Yes! Let's get some claps. And...
All right.
Yeah!
Gazoo sound.
That's actual
Nothing
name.
Nothing says hilarious. Engagement like gazoos.
Only you would know that. Gazoo.
Yeah, I'm engaged. We got engaged in Fiji.
How did you propose? Like, when did you get the ring? How long ago? Was it burning in your pocket? Like,
yeah.
Tell me everything.
Yes, I got it a while ago.
Like, what month?
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, like, I was planning on it. We've been planning on the ring and, like, making the ring or whatever for a while. And then I got it because I was, remember, you might forget, but I was in Paradise filming for the entire month before I came home, and we left, like, 3 days after.
Oh, I did not forget, and neither did my TiVo.
Yeah, it's coming up. August 5th, ABC.
Right, Monday.
Yes.
Monday.
Less than a week.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
So I'm excited about that. I'm really excited for this season. I feel like they've released a lot of information about the season.
I was actually completely shocked they released the information about Demi.
Me too. And I got to be honest
or
with you.
Or that they let her.
I'm a little, no, they released it. I'm a little annoyed too because it's such a big thing that happens. And I get that like the kind of like idiosyncrasies of the whole thing are what's going to be like really compelling, but like the bomb drop of, so you don't even know what we're talking about.
No, what's her the
face.
Bomb?
So the story is that this girl Demi goes on Bachelor in Paradise.
Demi not Lovato.
she was like kind of the villain, I guess, on Colton's season, but not really.
Villain.
Anyway, she goes in the season. And it's
what
been,
a word.
And it's been released that she, I guess, leaves with another woman.
Oh, I did know this. Okay,
yeah.
So Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Texted me something. Okay, so I basically just flew in.
Yeah.
I've been here, I think Friday is going to be 2 weeks that I've been here.
Yeah.
Basically, I got to London. We had our podcast. I'd just gotten back from France for that weekend. And that Monday, I texted my dad. And I was just like, I love you so much. Like, I miss you.
Yeah.
I really wish you would come visit me. Like, let's, you know, sort some dates out. Because I don't know, I just really miss them.
Yeah.
You know? Because when I left, I threw up that morning. Like, I was not good. I wasn't even eating, like,
yeah,
the week before I left for London. Because, you know, I lived there. So I packed 8 boxes, which, by the way, have still not arrived because I had them go the cheapest way. And I think they're, like, on a freight ship, like, in Israel.
Yeah.
Like, where are they? It's been, like, this week is week 4.
Yeah. So you're going to effectively go back to
London
before you get your boxes. Is what you're telling me.
Thank God I still have my wardrobe there.
Yeah. Also, by the way, we pinballed through, like, 7 different ideas right there. So let's circle it back to...
One at a time.
Yeah, so I...
This is why I came home.
Okay,
so I was so sick. I was not eating. If I ate, I was throw up. Like, that was how anxious and stressed I was before I went back to London.
Yeah.
So text my dad that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in London for a week. And he writes back. Oh, and I was like, how are the dogs? Blah, blah, how is everything? And he wrote back, dogs are great. Mom had an accident. She's in the hospital getting surgery right now.
Yeah.
And so then he sent me a photo of my mom with all these pins in her leg.
Mm-hmm.
She basically, well, she fractured her spine and broke every bone in her leg. And so she's got a robot leg.
Yeah.
With bolts and pins. And she's wheelchair bound. So I came in town to take care of my dad because my dad, they've been married 40 years. He does not know how to use a microwave. He would survive on crackers and cheese, which is not great.
Yeah.
The dogs need to be let out. So who's going to, you know, he's at work. And my mom's been in the hospital for about 3 weeks. She's coming home today. Spencer just picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking still.
Yeah.
But so basically last week I turned the library into a bedroom and, you know, all the toilet and shower, got a ramp for wheelchair. And yesterday I stocked the fridge. I like threw out so much stuff and like in the freezer on the shelf that would be like her height for the wheelchair.
Yeah.
I put so many Trader Joe's microwave things and I wrote a menu for them of all the things I got. And I need to print that and mm-hmm. send that over. But yeah, and I got her flowers. So
do you think it was worth it coming home?
Oh my God, it was the best decision. And yeah. when I woke up on Thursday or Friday when I left, I was like, I don't think I'm going to go. Like, I'm not going. Like, I can't. Threw up and started texting, like, my close friends and told them, like, I don't know what to do. Because my mom, oh, my God, how did I forget this? My mom emailed me not to come.
Yeah. Your dad said that.
Yeah.
In the text.
But then she emailed me, and I got it the morning before I was flying. So I'm like, that's why I was just like, what? But I knew I needed to take care of my dad. Yeah, so it was gnarly, actually.
But it's better now.
Yeah, so she wrote me an email saying, I know you're leaving on the 1st. That's been changed, side note. And I'd really love to see you before you leave. And I just wrote back, of course, I'll be there when you get home.
Yeah.
But not doing that because Spencer's driving her.
So, you gotta
so
wait
I'll see her tomorrow.
Okay.
You gotta I got her favorite See's candies. I like decorated her whole room.
Nice.
It's really nice.
That's
and
sweet.
Also, it was the most wonderful time in the entire, like probably the happiest week I've ever had. My dad and I, like I'm his daughter. I'm 80% my dad for sure. And I got to spend all this time, like the weekends, we were together 14 hours a day doing errands, going to Home Depot, Ace Hardware. Where they have free popcorn, by the way. And last night we went and saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah. How was that?
It was really good. It was fun to see Hollywood in the 80s. Like, I love seeing, you know, because they're not a billion cars, so they're racing down, like, the Hollywood Hills, going to Casa Vega. Like, it's just fun because being from L.A. like us, well, you're from the north.
Yeah.
it's so fun to see. And my dad was kind of telling me, like, which person was who. Because, you know, there are a lot of famous people around the Sharon Tate thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was fascinating to see the farm or whatever where all the cult chicks live.
Yeah. Can we real quick do a recap of the different topics we hit on in 6 minutes right there?
I'm still waiting to get to Demi not Lovato.
Okay, so we started with JB, then we went to Bachelor in Paradise, then we went to Demi Lovato, then we went to Demi not Lovato, then we pinballed to Derek sending you a text, which turned into your dad texting you.
Yeah, what did his text say?
I can't remember, but then it was a time where I was okay to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Like I had the energy.
Yeah.
And so I called him. And we ended up talking for like 2 hours. He told me everything about Paradise.
Well, then you can't say anything.
Right.
I'm not.
Although we don't know what happens with Derek, but
he told me everything.
If he leaves alone, maybe you two can rekindle.
Well, he just texted me again. And I didn't respond.
Love for sale. Oh, love for sale.
Dude, well, it's not happening. There's too much I want to accomplish.
Is it JB?
Oh,
is it Jibs?
Can we just wait till later in the show to get into that?
First of all, can I just really quickly, are you the only person that has nicknamed him Jibs? Because I literally love it so much that I hope it catches on.
Oh my God, it's like in the Bible, Jebediah.
So we're just going to spell it JB'S, Jibs?
It's Jibs.
Jibs.
JB, Jibs. And I'm just still heartbroken that he's not coming to the show. I mean, let's just talk about last night's episode. Because a lot of
stuff. Wait a minute. What? I want to hear how you proposed. We forgot that we also covered that in the first six minutes.
Oh, yeah. And have you begun wedding planning?
Yes. back to that.
Okay.
Sorry, listeners.
I'll go back.
We're making you become ADD like me.
Yes.
Will your brother be your best man?
We'll see.
I love Brett.
Love.
I know. He's literally everything.
When Audrina was moving into that house.
Oh my God. Do you want me to tell you the story or not?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
No,
I thought of your brother.
Do you understand how hard it is to do this show and keep one thing on track? No.
So hard to be me.
Okay. So I get back from Paradise. I have like 3 days to get this ring. And then I do that. I get it. And then we travel to Fiji with it. And terrifying to travel with something that nice that far away. Because guys aren't really used to like having really expensive jewelry on them, you know?
Where'd you keep it?
I kept it in my drone case.
Stop. The face you just made was so nerdy.
Oh my God.
It's good, right?
First of all,
you're funny.
My drone case.
Yeah. Okay, so did you see the video that I posted of the thing?
I did.
That's a drone.
I understand.
Filming it. So that was my plan, was to have the whole thing captured on drone.
Oh my God.
And so that's what we did. So that's why I had it in the drone case.
Makes perfect sense to all millennials in the world.
Yeah. What's really funny is that like I was like, all right, let's take a picture with the drone. And Sarah's like, okay, but move the case out of here. It's ugly. It's in the shot. And I was like, no, you can't see it. And she's like, yeah, you can, because like you can see the shot on my phone. She's like, yes, you can. Get it out of here. And I was like, no. I just in case I need more battery power, I got to keep it close. And she's like, how long does this thing last up in the air?
So how do you like drone, like talk to Sarah and then slyly like, excuse me, I need to go over to my drone case again? Like, how did you?
So I put it down and then she was like, move it. So I was like, okay, let's I moved it like behind us. And then I was like, all right. And I was pretending that it was taking a picture, like a still photography. But really, it was, I pressed record, like video record. So then I like, did like a couple silly like, and kissy kissy. And then she was just like, and we both had like glasses of wine. So she was just like looking at it and waving. And that's when I went down and I got it because it was in the case. And she just thought I was getting something out of the case. You know, like she doesn't know how drones
work. Or battery.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so then she like looked down and be like, what are you doing down there? And get the case out of here. It's in the shed or whatever. And then that's when she realized.
And did you cry?
I didn't, actually.
Did she?
She did. Yes.
I'm about to cry.
It's really cute because I like you so much and I like her so much.
I know. Yeah. That's how I feel. I just like love Wells.
It's not
so
irritating at
much.
All. It's like, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
And then I had a... Because we had this little private island that we went to.
As you do.
As one does. How's it to be so rich?
Mm-hmm. It was nice. That's long gone.
Between the ring and that island, yeah. Wells be broke.
Yeah. Yeah. So
prepare to see some paid for Instagrams coming your way, America.
Also, Amy, please go sell this show a little bit better than you are. Right.
Wait a minute. Did you like memorize something or did you wing it?
Ooh, good question.
I'm really good at like writing things out and then
knowing it.
Yeah, like I can, and I just like kind of like regurgitate it out as like in my own voice, I guess.
I won't ask. It's a weird thing. I'll let to that say. Be private.
Yeah.
Did you say, will you accept this rose?
No, I did not.
May your journey begin.
No, there was no bachelor references in there.
Journey. Lol.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I'm so
have
so
you
happy
done any wedding
you.
Preparation or is just Sarah doing that?
And
I know she's
be?
Doing it. She's been spotted looking at magazines.
Oh yeah, for sure. She's big into it right now. We just started, I think like the first step is we gotta find a wedding planner. And so once we do that, then we'll know. We have an idea of where we wanna do it. I don't wanna say where that is.
In the north?
We have an idea where it's gonna be.
Costumes?
Possibly.
Costumes.
And now it's like the first thing is like guest list, I guess, and like
big or small wedding.
I think it's going to be very large.
So why don't you use Ashley and Jared's wedding planner that was also Julianne Huff's and Brooks's wedding planner?
I've
that's
got one
like
that
the
is
planner
major.
To the stars.
No. I've got the major. Mine is like
Mindy Weiss.
No, way more major.
Okay.
More
well,
major than Mindy.
Send all inquiries
to
Sarah Hyland.
Sarah, I think you should talk to Julianne and Brooks.
Yeah.
They were like so happy with their wedding planner. And then Ashley and Jared are using that same wedding
really?
Planner. Yeah.
So when do you, what year do you think?
I think it'll be next year.
Spring.
I don't know. You got to talk to the boss lady about all that kind of stuff.
So
I'm just
exciting.
Still on the ride, you know?
The journey.
I hope we get invited.
Duh. I swear to God.
God.
That's why I asked if it was small or big. Duh.
Yeah. We'll let you know if you make the cut.
I love a Carmel wedding. I'm not going to lie. I would love it. Bernardus, here we come.
It's funny you say that because we were just there.
Because it's so epic.
Yeah.
I stay there so much.
Yeah. We were looking at a couple different places in that area and just like online. And I was like, that's in Carmel. And she's like, what?
She would just start shouting out places. We're like, hello, Carmel Valley Ranch.
Yeah.
Would you mind giving us a call in at Spanish Bay?
Yeah. So that's it. We're engaged now. It's the same. It's the same thing.
It's so fun to say fiance, I bet.
It's hard to say fiance because you forget. You know, I have never called anyone that before. So it's weird. Like, I was at a wedding last weekend and I was doing.
Yeah, who was getting married? I saw you in Colorado, like, looking beautiful.
Yeah, it was like one of
Wells was looking beautiful.
Sarah, obviously.
Yeah. It was like one of my oldest, like, high school friends. And I was giving a speech. And I kept on like falling over my words because I was talking about Sarah and I and Matt and Lena when we were both boyfriend, girlfriend. Now they're married now. So I was like, my then girlfriend, now fiance, like it's a hard thing to like, it's just a mouthful of stuff.
Oh, it's so
we like to say you got to clean up that description.
Yeah, I know.
And just make it easy.
Fiance. And by the way, did you know, I don't know if we did this, but did you know that if she's calling me her fiance, it's with one E. And if I'm calling her my fiance, it's with two E's.
And also, you're not supposed to say, congratulations, Sarah.
Oh, you're not? What are you supposed to say?
Best wishes.
Oh.
It's considered, somebody Google it, but it's considered like back in the days of yore, if you said congratulations, it was like you roped yourself a man.
But
uh-oh, disregard my card.
Okay.
Somebody Google it.
All right, let's take a quick break.
Oh, my God, the ring is nice.
Oh, thank you. All right, quick break.
You guys are so cute. This photo is everything.
Quick break. When we come back, we got to talk about the actual show that you're on, okay?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
All right, we are finally getting with the times so we can slide in JB's DMs. Got a new Instagram account.
Yes.
What's it called?
Oh, my God. Hmm? It's called Wells Adams Daily Adventures.
Oh, no, that's not. That doesn't exist yet.
It's Prattcast.
Yes. So all the behind the scenes stuff that you might have missed. Be right there, all the pictures from when we're recording this crazy show and
when we have guests on.
Exactly. So if you are on Instagram, which if you're not, weird, go follow us at Prattcast.
Thanks, guys.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
We're back. We didn't really kind of finish the thought on Demi not Lovato from Paradise, but going back to it, like, they released the information that she shows up, dates a guy, and then I guess leaves with a girl. And that annoyed me because that's a big plot twist that you're giving up way too early.
It felt like this Demi had a little plan. Are they allowed to use their cell phones on the island?
No.
So yeah, she definitely had a plan with her.
I can't say anything.
Duh.
Because I know what happens. So
right.
I will say this. You guys are in for a crazy wild ride.
Ugh, can't wait.
August 5th. ABC.
I'm all for it.
Watch it.
And I'm happy for Demi. She seems super cool. I've met her and she's rad.
She was a person who I did not like in the beginning.
Oh.
Speaking of craziness. Ugh. Crazy shows. We need to actually talk about the one that you're on currently.
Okay.
It's been a while. Did you watch the episode last night?
I haven't watched the last two.
Okay. This should be interesting.
The last one. I don't like homework.
She lived it.
The last episode I watched was Justin's concert.
Yeah.
And that was so annoying to me.
You didn't watch the fire? The fire got me teary.
And because we were so like a part of
it. Yeah, that was emotional.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just rewind the reels to Vegas. There's like this whole confrontation between you and Audrina about, I guess, the relationship status of Jibs, right? And you're also confronting Audrina about her friend Joey, who is effectively making up stories about you.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just kind of go at it about that. But what was weird about that whole experience in Vegas was that Justin Bobby didn't say anything.
That's Justin, though. That's how he always acts. He's like a weird, aloof person.
Yeah, but he could have quelled the situation so quickly to be like, dude, I don't know. I'm not hooking up with her. We're just friends, all right?
There was a lot, though, that wasn't shown of him, of both of us and him saying to Audrina, like, just stop.
Yeah.
So Joey is so weird. She's, like, stalking Audrina. She wants to be her.
It's
like, she's morphing.
But it seems like they're friends.
It's her stylist, but it's the only friend that Audrina has ever brought around.
Yeah.
Anyways, back at the beginning of the series, this is, like, such a spoiler. I had a British theme party. This is probably like the third week I was in town.
Yeah.
And it wasn't shown on the show. So Justin helped me get balloons and stuff. We went to like this balloon store and had like absolute jokes. He kind of talked to me about my brother, gave me the advice to go to the Crystal party or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a great scene that got cut also. So that's why I went to go see the venue when he had a band. Cause it was like, we were both helping each other with, you know, our little occasions.
Yeah.
At that party, near the end of it, Ashley Waller came up to me and she said, "Oh my God, there's a really dumb rumor going around about you. It's basically that you're hooking with Justin." And it was so nonchalant, like beyond nonchalant. I just laughed and I was like, "Ugh, more drama," because there's already drama at the party.
Yeah.
And like, I just laughed it off. And, you know, all of a sudden, weeks later, they change it and they have Joey be the one that is saying this. But originally, they had Caitlin and Brody. They were the original ones that said that I was hooking up. And Ashley told me. So that's why I stopped watching the show, because it's just like, I'm not a fake person. I'm not going to watch myself be edited to who I'm not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, right there, the whole who's going to say it. I mean, that's just, there's nothing to this story. They are literally just reaching and digging and trying to make this happen.
Can I ask you this? If there's nothing between you and Justin Bobby, was there also really nothing between he and Adrina?
Nothing. Oh yeah. My God. Oh my God, nothing. Like Adrina, I don't know if it's for, I don't know, but she was totally wanting to get back with him. And
you think she wanted to get back with him
they
because
talked.
She's still in love with
they
him?
They talked before filming.
It's good for the TV show.
That's exactly my question. They talked before filming about the possibility of that. Justin wants nothing to do with her. You know, she has that very tough relationship with her ex. He doesn't want to be involved with that drama. He doesn't want to make her life harder with her ex, you know, raging. Like, you get that, right? Like, that's one thing. And also, he hasn't kissed the girl in 10 years. Like, he would have dated her. He would be dating her right now if he wanted to be with her. There's been so many conversations that haven't been shown of, you know, us reading out texts from her, like her talking shit about me to Justin. Justin saying, like, "Look, stop texting me, stop calling me." I mean, he had like 14 missed calls from her one day. Like, she was just on it.
Is she like, does she get drunk and like do that?
No.
No, she's just very, very infatuated with him, is what you're saying.
Or she thought that they were going to get back together for a storyline.
So back to the dinner that you had with Adrina and Joey, which I feel like was just so awkward. So you show up and you basically have to confront Joey. And then eventually, like, it just kind of ends poorly and you leave. Like, how did you see that? Like,
okay, let me tell you what I said in the scene.
Okay.
And you can tell me if that was in it or if it was a totally different scene. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Okay.
We should do this every week. Yeah. Okay.
No, you should watch it.
Okay. Until they start showing the real me and the real Adrina, no thanks.
Okay.
I don't need to watch a fictional show. Duh. I can do that with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Best show ever. Okay. So in that scene, I arrive and they're sitting there and, oh my God, I cannot wait to hear how it played out. And they're sitting there and I'm like, "Look, Joey, I don't have time for this, blah, blah. Like, why are you making up rumors? I don't even know you."
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you're saying it because you saw our interactions at the Crystal party. I was with my mom and then I got pizza. Like, I didn't even talk to Justin that night. So she's saying it's true. It's true. Rumors are always true. Was that in it?
I don't remember
that. And I was like, "It's not." And I was looking at Adrina. I was like, "I promise you." And I was looking her in the eye. I wasn't drinking. And I just really was desperate to get this information in her head.
Yeah.
And so I was very serious in this scene. And I was like, "Adrina, first of all, I am a girl's girl. Even though you dated him 10 years ago and you have absolutely no right, if I wanted to hook up with him, to be mad and talk shit about me because you got married, had a kid with someone else, and you haven't hooked up with him in 10 years. If you like him,
yeah,
tell me, and I will stop my friendship with him because I don't want to hurt you." she was going, no, like, I don't like him like that. Like, it's fine. It's fine. It's basically saying it's all good that she doesn't care. And then she switched it like halfway through because Joey was like, you do care. Did I call her a chihuahua?
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
You called Joey a chihuahua?
Yeah.
Okay.
She wouldn't stop. She went in that camera time. Jesus. Like, I've never seen anything like it. So in the scene, I was like, are you enjoying your camera time? Are you sad that they didn't let you film in Vegas and you went all the way there? This is great, though. Are you loving it? I don't want to be on your dumb show. Then why do you keep showing up to filming? Okay. So she was trying to make her mark. So she got, you know, asked back for another episode, which she did. But it's also Audrina's only friend. So, and then Audrina says, like, it does really upset me. Like, it does really hurt me. And I was like, oh, my God, Audrina, why didn't you say this to me from the start instead of, you know, saying it's great that you found someone that you have in common who can, you know, be there for you with Spidey. He gives such great advice. And that's what she's been saying to me. So I was like, Audrina, you've been saying that all along. And then this rumor, all you had to say is that it hurt your feelings. Like, this would have never happened. Justin and I became friends because you were saying it's all good. So we spent more and more time together. If you had said this from the start, I wouldn't have gotten so close to Justin. Saying that, I will not hang out with him anymore. I won't. Because I am a girl's girl, and I love you, and you're my oldest friend.
How did she respond to that?
Joey came in again, and then Joey kept on like attacking me, but like she had nothing to attack because what I said was like genuine and just like, let me solve this, you know, like let's move on. And so I basically was like, okay, well, I'm leaving, Audrina.
Well, so that's not how it plays
out. Wait a minute. I said, as I'm getting up, like slowly, I was like, look, Audrina, I always have your back. I always will. Like, because I used to have her back. If you watched the original series, every time I'm with her, I've got her back and like protecting her. And I was like, I'll always be on your side. You've always got me. So then, I don't know, did they show my walk with Michael Etzinger after this?
I don't think so. It's like,
oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I...
Oh my God.
You need to watch the show so you can tell
why?
Me...
This pisses me off.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta...
They're blatantly making me look horrible. I was on the phone with Justin for like 2 hours over the weekend, and he was telling me about the episode.
Yeah, what did he say?
He just said that he's been talking to production, and they're like, and he's saying, why would Stephanie want to do series two when this is what you're doing to her while she's going through all this family shit?
Yeah. Like, side note, they announced that there's going to be a season two of The Hills.
So great.
Second beginning.
So happy. Oh my God, is that what they're going to call
it? No, I don't know.
How did the scene play on the show? Do I look good or bad?
I think everyone kind of looks bad, if that's possible, because you're like, I want an apology from you, Joey. Like, that's not true.
Yeah, that's why I came.
And she doesn't really give it to you for whatever reason.
She wants to be in the next episode.
And then Audrina, I think, effectively is like, it does seem like there's a thing between you and Justin and Bobby. Like, I can understand where these rumors are coming from, kind of a thing.
But without me, what's Audrina's storyline?
There's a moment where you're like, you say something like you just can't get over him, you know, like you're just obsessed with him or something, but to Audrina about Justin Bobby. And then it cuts to her in like an interview being like, there she is again, just twisting that knife. Got to throw one more thing in there to make me feel bad about myself.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. The victim strikes again. Dude, I left saying, if you don't want me to hang out with him, I won't. I have your back forever. I always have. I always will. Well, that's how I left the scene.
But
for her to go do an interview and say that I'm keeping it going, no, that's your friend Joey and you. Look in the mirror.
Well, and she kicks you out.
What?
Yeah, she's like, maybe it's time for you to go. And you're like, yeah. And then you get up and then you like give a look.
Oh my God, they cut out what I was saying?
Yeah. You like,
they cut out that whole thing?
Yeah, you give a look and you walk out.
You've got to be kidding me.
You need to watch it, dude, so you can tell
us. I left And I was talking to production outside, and they were like, that was great. Like, that was so heartfelt. Like, you know, things are going to be, like, much better. That was a great scene. You kept your cool.
Yeah.
You know. And I was like, I know. I wanted to be very calm because they were drinking, and I didn't want to drink. So I could really, you know, be present.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I left, like, being the fucking coolest. And I thought Adrina and I were good after that. Because then I go on a walk with Mike Utzinger.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that in the earlier adverts, they made it look like we were making out. And they also made it look like it was Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't kiss. Everyone just says I kiss people. I'm like the fucking rumored kiss girl.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going around trying to get mono.
True.
I haven't kissed someone since last July.
Okay, I know you kissed Derek.
Oh my God, Derek, I forgot about him.
Oh my God, you've already forgotten about poor Derek.
It was only like a month.
I know, you did kiss him.
Yeah.
I have video evidence.
I loved our makeouts.
Okay. Okay, so then let's cut to...
Wait, let me talk about the walk really quick.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm telling Mike. So we're talking about Vegas, and I'm telling Mike about what just happened with Joey and Audrina.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, Steph, at the end of the day, like, you haven't talked to Audrina in 10 years. And Justin's the only one coming around checking on you. He's the only one that's showing, you know, empathy and caring for you during this with Spidey.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, like, he's all I really have. And Mike was like, you know, are the girls, is Audrina asking you about your family? And I was like, no, she's focused on this Justin witch hunt. Mm-hmm. And he's like, then why are you telling her that, you know, you'll stop hanging out with the one person that's being a good friend to you for someone that's going around making up rumors about you and turning the girls against you and attacking your character? And that's what upsets me the most, is that's just like, you know, I've known Audrina for 10 years, and for her to attack my character when she knows I am such a good friend to my friends, like, it has to be a storyline for her. I can't see it any other way. So Mike is like, look, if I were you, I would stick with the person that cares about you.
Yeah.
Audrina doesn't care about you. And I was like, you're right. Why the hell am I going over there being like, you know what, I won't hang out with him, like, I've got you, when she's still talking shit about me and being a like, after that dinner, she called Justin 14 times and talked shit about me in all these text messages. When Justin comes on, we'll read all them. I mean, it's just like, because this is not real, because it's so fake, I'm just literally trying to squash it and move on constantly.
Yeah.
And she just wants to drag this out for like 5 more episodes. It's annoying. I've got enough going on with my family, you know?
Yeah.
It's annoying. Like, leave me alone, Audrina. I'm not doing anything bad.
Yeah, and I guess I'm confused as to why you say you wouldn't be friends with him when you found out that she still has feelings for him, because there's nothing
because she's already
sinister
being so crazy
about being friends with Justin, though.
I just want her to chill. She's being so crazy about the Justin stuff that I'm not even going to fight to, like, say to her, we're still going to hang out, but, like, I just want her at ease. Like, and if that was going to make her be nice and stop spreading rumors and turning the girls against me, then I don't have to hang out with Justin every day. You know, I can still talk to him on the phone. But if that's going to shut her up, like, for sure, because I don't want to be a part of this fake absurdity. That was hard to say. Absurdity.
Fake absurdity. I liked it. OK, so let's cut to Frankie's dinner party, because that's kind of interesting. Do you remember that?
Yes, this is for Caitlin and Brody. Do they show me bringing a gift and a card for Caitlin?
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Brody gets crazy, I don't know, in the next episode, maybe it was this last one, and we'll get to that later.
So before you get to his house...
They kept me outside for hours.
Really?
So it was so cold.
So Justin, Bobby, and your brother are talking, and your brother's like, I want to get to the bottom of this. And he's like, did you hook up with my sister? And James is like, no, I've constantly said I've not hooked up with her. I don't know what else to tell you. And so then, whatever. other stuff happens, and then you come in, you sit down next to him, and you're like, I need you to tell my brother that we didn't hook up. And then he's like, I already did that, but I'm going to do it again. And then he tells your brother, and then next scene is Misha confronting Justin and Bobby about...
Misha. Really a good guy. You don't even know these people.
She defends Adrina.
What do you do, Mish?
And then Whitney, cut to her saying that she's not surprised that Stephanie is stirring the pot.
And that, so evidently, there was a throwback to me being on a date with Doug.
Yep.
So I was told that I wouldn't be in the episode or paid if I didn't go on a date with Doug. Lauren was on a family vacation in Italy, and I called her, and I said, look, they're going to leave me out of this. So we get paid per episode we're in.
Yeah.
So I was like, they're actually saying if I don't go on this date, they're not going to put me in the episode, and I'm not getting paid. Do you mind if I just go on a fake date with Doug and, you know, look really like into him? Like, I don't know. And she was like, oh my God, Stephanie, like, yes, like, please. Like, he's
okay,
whatever she
hearing
said.
Hearing that is interesting because that makes you complicit to a lot of this stuff that.
The original show, it was all about money. I mean, we got. We were offered Birkin bags for calling out Kristen. I mean, the original was a money thing.
What is it now?
I'm f***ing real people.
Yeah.
I want to separate myself from my brother and Heidi.
Yeah.
Because, oh my gosh, I mean, they're never going to change. So Heidi is about to spend more money on this pop career, even though they spent $2 million on it.
Well, in the episode... Justin Bobby comes over to Spidey's house and they like write a song together.
And then he came over after mine, after theirs.
Really?
Like we were just home. We had Subway.
You guys hung out?
Yeah, to talk about everything.
That's all you guys did?
Oh my God.
Okay, so then cut to the end of the episode, which is kind of crazy.
Oh wait, I just want to say back to Spencer and Heidi.
Okay.
I mean, he's got an Hermes bag. They only wear Gucci. They're blowing all of their money all over again. And also how this little nice act that they do, I mean, they can't even keep that up. They have not changed and they don't want to. And I don't blame them. If you don't want to change, you don't want to change. Like, you know, do you and that's all good. But it's funny how they're totally turning into, or the past has now become the present for them.
I will say that there is this like underlying storyline about your brother and your sister-in-law's drinking on the show. They make mention of it a lot, like the Spidey pour of wine, like
it's
always the top. And like Spencer came into this Frankie party and is like, I've been drinking since noon. I've had two Bloody Marys or something like that. It's a weird thing that they're kind of focusing on, and I don't really know what the point is of it, but you haven't watched the episode, so I'm just kind of like...
It's probably because they're not acting crazy.
Yeah.
And the show is like, we need them to, you know, reveal them.
Yeah. Well, then maybe they have changed if they're not acting crazy. Because in the past, the norm for them to be insane.
Yeah. It looked like for most of the year, they were normal.
Yeah. Cut to the last scene, Adrina and Jebs meet for dinner. At what I can assume is a Panda Express. And basically, it goes really, really badly.
Wait, let me say what Justin told me when he called me on the way home. Okay. And you tell me if that was shown.
Okay, tell me.
First of all, he was so pissed off that he had to do this.
Why?
Because he wants nothing to do with the girl. She's just causing us problems. So he's super annoyed that he has to film this scene in the first time. We're so tired of Adrina at this point. He's just like, I have to go talk to her. Like, it's just going to be talking to a wall. Like, this is so annoying that they keep doing this. And so he goes and he's just telling Adrina, like, look, you've moved on. I've moved on. We're not in the place where something's going to happen between us. I want the best for you. I want happiness for you. I love you, you know. We've been through a lot, but this whole thing, I'm not a part of it. And stop making me a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, he says that stuff, but he does say a couple of things that are like, ooh, I can't believe you said that. Like, he was like, well, almost like effectively are like obsessing over me.
She is, though, like filming this every single day. Adriana, Adriana, Adriana. It's like, Adriana, stop.
And then he says,
we didn't hook up. How many times do we have to tell you?
And then he says, like, hey, in Vegas, you were talking to my belt buckle the entire time.
She was.
Anyways, so they both leave, like, very angry. Like,
but also, at this time, she's dating someone at this time. Let me remind everyone.
Yeah.
She's dating the guy that she went on the double date with. So all along, she's got an off-camera dude.
Yeah.
Just, again, to make this whole love triangle even more frustrating for Justin and I.
And then we see coming up next week on The Hills New Beginnings, Jibs shows up to a party with a blonde bombshell.
Right? It's like, Adriana, stop. Like, Justin's out dating girls. Like, literally, it's insane that she cannot move on after so many times hearing that. And like, oh, and then, oh my God, in the next episode, I say to Adriana, I was like, okay, apologize. He just brought his new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, hello, that's proof, evidence. We've got living evidence in front of us. Apologize to me for making my life hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to pull, like, and then just goes into it. And then she storms off and I was like, you look crazy.
There's a part of me that's just kind of sad. And I don't know.
Because she's the victim. That's how everyone is supposed to feel.
Maybe. I mean, I just feel like she's been in love with this one guy for a very, very long time.
No, she hasn't. She's been in love with Corey for the past 6, 7, 8 years. 8 years. She's been in love with Corey for 8 years.
Her ex-husband?
Yes.
Okay, but like,
she hasn't talked to Justin in 10 years. She didn't think about him once. He didn't think about her. They were on different. He's been touring around the world. She's been being mom in Orange County. Like, there was nothing, like, there was no friendship or connection in 10 years. She's been living with her husband for 8 years.
Like,
why are people feeling bad for her?
I don't know. It's just.
And she's dating someone off camera. It's just like, you know what? It's the editing and it's the show. They want Brody to be the hero, Spidey to be crazy,
yeah,
me to be the pot stirrer, which I am, and Brody to be the hero. They're basically just choosing, you know, like a chess game, like who they want to be winning and who they want to look bad and who they want to look like the victim.
Can I ask you this? Is anyone happy with how the show is coming across from the cast?
I don't talk about it because I don't watch it. But I will say when season 2 got picked up,
yeah,
the group chat of girls, they were like, it was so cute. Everyone was congratulating each other and
yeah,
they were doing, you know, lots of party emojis. So everyone was so excited about the season 2, but I always knew there was going to be a season two, as if MTV would bring back The Hills and let it last one series. That would destroy MTV to have that kind of a failure.
Yeah. But if it is a, for lack of a better term, shit show, why would you do it again?
Right.
And I'm sorry, but that's what, just from hearing like your perspective of it, that's what this whole thing was.
Right. That's, yeah.
So I guess
I've got a lot to think about.
Yeah. Will you do it or not?
Here's the thing. I live in London, so I'm going back to my home.
Yeah.
And for this series, I relocated. I thought it was going to be a great idea, you know, get close to my brother and Heidi again because I've heard they're normal, blah, 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 and hang out with Gunnar because he's the freaking cutest. And I just thought all around it was going to be a good experience, a helpful experience because, you know, we had talks with my parents, with my mom saying we're not going to fight. We're not going to, you know, destroy our family all over again. And look what happened. I left, you know, with no family.
So that sounds like a no, I won't do it again.
I don't want like some headline or whatever.
Yeah.
But let's just keep it at, I live in London and the show airs or films in LA.
Last thing about the last episode. Basically, Adriana says, oh, we can't be friends anymore. JB's like, yeah, totally. And then they kind of storm off together. So them not-
And then she texts him all night while we're on the phone, even driving home. And he's reading out the text.
Saying what?
just like, I can't believe, you know, you're taking Stephanie's side. Like, all this, she's just trash talks me.
I don't understand what taking Stephanie's side is. You guys aren't dating. You guys are just friends from what you say.
Well, right? This is why I'm so, like, amped up when I'm in a scene and they're like, gosh, she needs to, well, I don't even know, but I assume I'm, like, all fiery.
Yeah.
It's because it's so frustrating. Like, to be 33, I've been doing this for 11 years. I don't know how to be someone else. If I was someone else on this series, everyone that watched me on Made in Chelsea for 6 years, they'd be like, no, that's not her. That's like, you're full of bullshit. I don't want that. Like, my fans, I love them. Like, I like to entertain. I do it for them. And if I'm going to piss off my fans by being someone completely different on this show, it's just not going to happen. And also, I, like, mentally cannot do that. I am, you know, I talk, I need a muzzle. I have no problem confronting people.
Yeah.
You know, I seek for the truth and I keep my stuff 100. And when it's not portrayed like that, like, yeah, I'm going to fucking be angry and all Aries. I'm going to blame it on being an Aries.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, so my question is that now that Audrina and Justin Bobby say they can't be friends anymore, does that open up the lanes for you guys to be friends?
You would think.
But no.
No. She still wants this vendetta against me.
I don't know if you listened to the last episode, but Tori and I did it together, and we did like this like long conversation about who the villain was.
Oh, no way. Why didn't anyone tell me? I'm going to listen to it on my way home.
Do you not subscribe to your own podcast?
I don't know
Real question.
I don't. No, I do. I just don't have notifications for everything. That's how I stay oblivious and happy.
Okay.
And live in my real, truthful life.
Well, anyways, Tori and I hosted the podcast last week.
Thanks, Tori.
And she did a great job, by the way. It was really fun because she's like such a like huge Hills fan. It was actually a really good like introspective into like the fan of the show. And so we were talking about who the villain was. And what was funny is that we started at one person. And then by the end of it, we had said that everyone was the villain. Like we had made points for everyone to be the villain. So we asked the listeners who they thought the villain was, and they sent in emails. So I thought we would read some of these, right? Tori's asking right now who I thought the villain was. I said I thought that Spidey was the villain. And Tori thinks it is Brody.
Okay, I will say that it gets wild with Brody next episode and the rest of the series, like, wild.
Yeah.
But
who do you think the villain is?
Here's the thing. Everyone's a villain at some point and everyone's a hero at some point. And how I keep it 100 is I own up to what I do in that moment that I think is right. You know? So it's no loyalties. It's just being true to myself.
Okay.
So what are these people
saying? Yeah, so let me read these to you, okay? This is from Mandy. First, Brody is a villain. Now I love Spencer and strongly dislike Brody. So that kind of goes back to your thing of like everyone's a villain and everyone's a hero.
And remember like on the last podcast I was saying that he was always drinking, that my brother was frustrated because they weren't showing him, you know, being him.
We also asked the question of what we think is missing with the show is narration. Because you're seeing the show.
Isn't Audrina narrating it?
But like everyone's kind of doing it. But that's what we liked about the original Hills was that you're seeing it through the prism of one person's like eyes. And this one's kind of fragmented because it's kind of all over the place. So we were saying, we think that someone we got to figure out someone for season two to narrate. That was one of our suggestions that we talked about.
I think it should be Misha.
Okay. So this is from Beth. Plot twist, the villain is Jeebs. By the way, Jeeves is catching on. People are using it.
No way. That's sick.
And the narrator should be Audrina. That's from Beth. I know you probably want to say something, but I'm going to go on the next one. Alicia. Spencer is the villain. Narrator of the series, Brody. I think he would provide an interesting dynamic of his take on everything going on.
Oh, my God. He tried. he would tell all the producers, he's like, this is how it's going to go. This, they're going to film that scene and what they're going to talk about. All the producers were like, stop trying to produce a show. Like, you have no say in this. But he was trying to do the show like his way and all this stuff. Oh my, he'd be the worst narrator.
This is from Kelly. I think New Beginnings should pull a 13 Reasons Why and have Lauren Conrad be the narrator just to throw everyone off.
That would be incredible.
Hey, it's Lauren. Lauren Conrad. That's right. Don't adjust your whatever device you're hearing this on. It's me, live. It's stereo. Kelly, that was pretty good. I like that one. For the villain, I honestly feel like the show is trying to make Stephanie look out to be the villain. I personally don't feel like she is a villain whatsoever. So there you go.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. This is from Tina. Number one, Brody has issues, and I would say he is the villain. All right, so Tina and Tori on the same team. Number two, Audrina should be the narrator. Number three, Spencer's in the right. Brody hasn't been a very good friend. It's obvious that Spencer just wants his friends back.
Yeah.
This is from Generator. The narrator, Audrina or Whitney?
Whitney should be it because she's not biased at all. Oh my God. Let's email MTV. Oh my God. Whitney would be the absolute perfect narrator for this. And she's not in every episode, which makes it like, oh my God. This person is a genius. What was the name?
Jennifer. You didn't let me finish Jennifer's thought.
I love you.
Number two, the villain is currently Spencer. So you really, are you Jennifer? Did you write this in?
Jennifer, I need to hang out.
All right, this is from Melissa. I think Steph might be our Hill's New Beginnings villain. The narrator, I think, should be a third party, perhaps Misha or Whitney. Huh. You said Misha would be a good one.
Never mind. My sarcasm, like, just does not go over well. But also, I want to say something about this villain thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember before the show started, there were all those articles and people saying that they heard I was the villain?
Yeah.
This all came from an interview that Kristen Cavallari did.
Yeah.
And in the interview, she says, Audrina told me Stephanie's the villain. So before, like, this really even got going, I don't know if MTV wanted to do this. Like, that was a press tactic. But I've already got everyone saying that I'm the villain. So I should, and I know we talked about it on the show and I laugh about it, but I should have really, you know, been.
Leaned into it?
No, I should have expected this more than I am. Yeah. I didn't think they were going to go this far because I'm not the villain in it. I'm just literally trying to get people to shut up.
Well, Amanda agrees with you. She says Spencer has and always will be the villain. I think Stephanie and or Audrina should be the narrator. This is from Taylor. Tori, sorry. The villain is definitely not Brody. I think Spidey are the villains. Heidi is a behind-the-scenes puppet master.
Yes.
Spencer has no problem saying in interviews that Heidi runs the ranch. Audrina should most definitely be the narrator.
Wait a minute. That Heidi thing is so true. She's the one in every interview at the beginning of the first episode saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to see Stephanie.
Yeah.
Like, my brother's not saying that. Puppet master.
This next one, simple arithmetic from Valerie. The villain is Spencer. He versus Steph. He versus Brody. It's simple math, people. Savannah, Brody's the villain. I'm super on board with this Spencer Stephanie narration. We had the thought that both you and your brother should be narrating the show. Which I do like that, by the way, Tori. I still think that's a good one. And let's see. This is from Jessica. Villain is Spencer, narrator. I don't know if it needs narrator, but it needs something. Spencer/Brody. The fact that Spencer can't be trusted is too hard to pick who's right and wrong on either of these. But, of course, it's Brody. Anyways. And then last one. From Megan. I think if there's going to be a narrator, it'll either be Ashley or Audrina. If I had to pick, it would be Ashley.
Audrina doesn't have an opinion. Like, we just saw that in the last episode. She doesn't know what she's thinking. She was like, I don't care that you hang out. I do care. Like, you can't just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, never mind.
Megan says the villain is Spencer and then closes with, I'm over the Audrina storyline with Justin. It's been said by multiple sources that Justin has a girlfriend. Audrina dated a few guys while the show was filming.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love these emails. It's so fascinating how different they all are.
Yeah.
How people see that person as villain. Because I think everyone, Brody, Spencer, Heidi, myself, Justin, we look like the villains. But what's so funny is we all are, you know, harsh and mean at some point for mm-hmm. sure. But Audrina has made Justin and I villains for nothing. She's the actual villain. What would her storyline be without me? Honestly.
Well, her storyline was pretty solid with Justin Bobby.
Well, how would that go if she wasn't accusing someone of hooking up with him? Just, oh, Justin, like, let's be friends. Them talking about being friends for 11 episodes. You f***ing kidding.
Well, I you can also make the argument that that Justin Bobby is the one who makes both of you guys relevant on the show, at least in the past couple episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel that.
Which, by the way...
Basically, it's me or Justin.
To what? Narrate?
No, of...
Villain? Or making Audrina relevant?
Making me and Audrina relevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys all work together in some weird, crazy thing that's called The Hills New Beginnings. Can you please watch the episode next week so we can talk about this?
Not after I just heard what happened.
Come on, it's so hard to do the show if you haven't heard it.
I think it's better. Let's ask and get some emails. Is it better that I don't watch and I say what actually happened? Because this is also what I wanted to say.
No,
I think it might be fascinating for people to see the editing.
But I'll tell you why. Like, you need to watch it and then make notes of like what was wrong, because I can't remember the entire thing and like what you're like. But did I say this line? And I'm like, I don't remember that. How would I remember that? I just remember the gist of what happened.
Let's still ask. What do you guys think?
Okay, yeah.
I also want to say one more thing. I want to defend Audrina.
Okay.
Here's the thing. No loyalties. Like, I do what I think is right. Audrina, she was made to look like she was being super bitchy at Justin's concert. She was not the only one, but she was so invested in it. Like, singing along, clapping. And I was the one that was being super sarcastic and be like, oh my God, Audrina, how did you date him? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, talking shit like I do. And she was like, like, this is so great. Like, I remember when he first wrote it, like, she was the most supportive of him. And they showed her, say, one line, wow, it's like empty in here or no one's here.
Yeah.
And that changed the whole scene. Because it looked like she was throwing shade, when the reality is she was the most supportive, singing along. Like, so yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, what do you guys think? Should Steph watch the show that she's on or not?
Do you watch yourself though?
Yes.
I don't like watching myself or hearing my voice.
Right?
Really?
Same with me. I know it's hideous. Everyone listening, you don't need to email me. I know.
Yeah, I watch back. I can understand where you come from, because I've very rarely been portrayed as something that I didn't think I was on TV.
But you know me.
I do.
You've known me for a year almost.
Yes.
You know I'm a nice, good-hearted person.
I agree. I 100% believe that. But just for like helping me do this show with you,
right?
I need you to watch the show.
Okay. Okay.
I guess that's valid.
Okay. But don't you see a huge like difference in what they're not showing? That's basically what Justin on the phone this weekend was telling me. He was like, they're not showing our nice scenes. They're not showing anything of you with other people being nice, with me with other people. They're not showing anything positive about us. Right. They're just omitting everything. And I was like,
that's how they make their villains.
Yeah.
Same thing on The Bachelor.
Totally.
Yeah.
Life isn't fair when you're on television.
Well, it's really not when they've already decided who's the victim, who's the villain. Like, everyone's in these roles that they've made us. So it's like my job to, you know, thank God for this podcast.
Exactly. I was just going to say.
Yeah. That's the point
of this podcast. Thank God for this podcast.
I will say, like, in closing thought on Jebs, it definitely seems like he doesn't want to get involved with all the drama. So him staying quiet, it's right. in his mind the tactic of not getting involved in drama.
Oh, duh.
But you yeah. can still make that into drama. Be like, you didn't say anything.
But it was like he didn't want to stoop, no, but then it was so bad.
Yeah.
No, he's saying it to Audrina all along. So he doesn't need to keep, like, we all talk about it off camera, on camera, when he's, you know, we're both saying, like, this is such bullshit. He doesn't need to go and tell every cast member the truth. It's none of their business.
Yeah. All right. Well, so, yeah, should Stephanie watch next episode? Yes or no?
Actually, I'm going to because it's bananas yes. with Brody.
Okay.
Bananas. It's not a good time for me either.
There's really? A lot of talk of Brody's sexiness. I'm not going to lie.
It's really? Not about him being sexy.
I have a number of girlfriends that regularly text me, Brody, hard eyes, Brody, fire, Brody. Well,
from what I understand, it's not out of the realm of
yeah,
possibilities
say,
to hook
them,
up with him still.
Have them
totally great.
DM him. Send some photos.
Yeah.
Hills, yeah.
Show's over.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.